So our pets are far more than just furry companions or feathered friends or scaly whatever you want to call them, whether they be fish or lizards or whatever. They are a blessing to our spiritual lives as well. The love and the companionship that they provide can bring us closer to God and to help us find peace and joy in our lives. And I got to tell you that that maybe is the most important thing that I could say to you today about our pets. Because on that day that everything goes wrong, that day that nothing seems to work out correctly, that day that you walk through the door and you just want to say, I quit, there's your pet. Wagging his tail, looking for attention. In our particular case, when Rowdy was younger, when I walked through the door, it didn't matter whether I'd been gone 10 minutes or whether I'd been gone for the entire workday. As I come through the door, there was a wag of a tail. He ran to the toy box, got his tug-a-toy, and we had to spend the next 5 minutes tugging a toy. And, you know, I used to think, damn, this dog. But it's, you know, I'm happy to see you. I don't know what your day's been like, but you know what, Dad? It's time to play. And that's one of the things that I believe that you hang on to today, is that our pets remind us that when it gets too crappy, that when it gets too tense, when it gets too crazy, it's time to play. And they're there to provide that ability. Another reason that our pets are such a blessing is because they teach us about unconditional love. Unlike our human companions, who often come in their love with conditions and expectations, our pets love us no matter what. They don't care about our flaws, mistakes. They don't care about our gender. They do not care about your orientation. They just know you are something that they love and want to be a part of. They want to show us their affection. This is a type of pure and unconditional love that is exactly what God wants us to share with each other. We can take that lesson from our pets. And yeah, I know there's some people sitting out there going, yeah, Pastor, right, for my goldfish. Hey, that goldfish only remembers stuff for like about 15 seconds. How long do we remember stuff? And how screwed up in that memory sometimes does it make us? In addition to unconditional love, our pets also teach us about the mindfulness and living in the present moment. How about that? Animals live here and now. They don't dwell in the past. They don't worry about the future. When we spend time with our pets, we are reminded, hello, here you go, we are reminded to slow down and appreciate the simple moments. They do bring us a sense of peace, and they help us to connect to that spiritual part of our souls. Our pets also have a way of bringing out the best in us. They provide comfort when we're feeling down. They make us laugh with their silly little stuff that they do. They give us a sense of purpose as we care for them. This can lead us to remembering to be what? Grateful. To be thankful. I know that in our particular house with Rowdy, Rowdy is a working dog, a border collie, and they, part of their instinct is to care for the weak. And one of the first experiences we had with Rowdy in having people over to the house was he recognized people that were a little bit on the weak side and people that needed to be herded. And one day we had Chuck, who's a little frail on his feet, over to the house, and my buddy Lance, right? And he intended on herding Lance, even took a little nip of his finger to get him to move where he wanted to go. And yet with Chuck, he stood right beside him to make sure that he wouldn't fall over. After Billy had his heart attack, Rowdy made his spot in the house in the doorway of the bedroom. Nobody was coming in that bedroom while Billy was there. And he was there to make sure that he was going to be okay. Our pets have a unique ability to sense our emotions and provide comfort when we need it often. when we need it. They are often there to give us a paw, to snuggle up with us, or to get on our laps. They can be a powerful reminder, folks, of the presence of God. How many times have we said, God has left me, I don't know where God is? Well, I'll tell you what, take a look at your pet. Because God just wrote in. You lean down after you've had that hard day, and you get that little lick. That's God, baby, saying, you're okay. You are loved. Pets can be spiritual guides for our lives. They often have a way of showing us what truly matters and reminding us to prioritize. Are you ready? Here comes the pastor list. Prioritize our love, kindness, and compassion above everything else. By observing their simple way of life, we can learn how to be our real spiritual selves. Our pets are more than just animals. They are a spiritual blessing that enhance our lives in countless ways. They teach us about unconditional love, mindless gratitude, and compassion. So today, as we get to bless these pets, to raise them up and recognize their importance in our lives, let us honor them. Cuddle up to your pet. Take a moment to appreciate the spiritual blessing that your pet is bringing into your life. Remember that their love and presence in our lives reflects a divine and godly love that surrounds all of us. Let us this morning be grateful for this blessing. Let us continue to learn the lessons of those pets that God has put in our lives. Let us also remember to extend that same love and compassion that our pets give to us to all living beings and things around us. Let us connect the dots, as I like to say, in the journeys of life. Our pets may be a small part according to the way the world measures things, but understand what they give to each of us is immeasurable. So let's embrace the blessings, continue to learn and grow with our loyal and loving pets by our side, and let us not ever forget who gave us this gift. Yes?
Yeah. And while you were talking, I thought of one other thing. They teach us a heck of a lot about forgiveness, because even after we correct them, they come right back.
Amen. Amen. You know, they tell you, I can't speak so much for kitty cats, because they seem to be a little more independent. But dogs, their whole thing is they want you to be happy. And so they respond to your tone of voice. And if they know that you are unhappy, they will move mountains to make sure that you're happy. That is, my friends, the ultimate act of forgiveness and unconditional love. God bless you. Amen.